episode 169 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
And the Force is with me.
Oh, and Dylan Roush. What
the fuck did you just say?
Gabe Feldman.
I thought you were going to go 169. Dude! Because that's what we did for 69.
Oh, shit.
But you
oh.
didn't.
Are we at 169?
Yeah. Did you? Oh. We literally just...
And it's 420.
It's almost like we planned it this way. All those times we didn't record podcasts.
Was leading up to this. You guys thought we were just slacking. Nope.
You know, Snoop Dogg just performed yesterday.
That's weird.
Yeah, in Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he like Snoop or DJ Snoopzilla or something like that now?
Probably. Snoop Lion.
No, Snoop Lion's dead. Yeah. It's like DJ Snoop something.
Snoop Diddy.
I can find this out. But it was like,
Snoop Diddy Kong.
He's like, just call me Diddy. Yeah.
DJ Snoopadelic. That's it.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg as DJ Snoopadelic.
About time.
So it's like he just has...
Chris Gaines performing with him?
I don't know.
Who?
But this happened like a year ago.
Mike Jones.
No, Chris Gaines. It's a fake... Garth Brooks fake name.
Star-Lord.
So, video games, guys.
Video games.
Uh-huh. I don't have time to talk about video games. I've got things to do.
I don't have time to explain why I don't have time to explain.
I've had a renaissance of sorts with my 3DS.
Oh, yeah?
And it's because it broke.
A forced renaissance.
Well, like... I wanted to check out the new Street Pass games. I didn't even play the, like, downloadable ones.
Uh-huh.
Like, that have been around for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, alright, I'm gonna buy all of them. I'm gonna buy the downloadable ones and the new ones that are out this week. And doing that completely corrupted my SD card on my 3DS. I lost all of my save data, all my Street Pass history. I lost everything. Had to start from scratch. But doing that... Like, I finally re-downloaded everything, and now I'm actually playing games that have just been sitting on my SD card for a long, long time. So I'm, like, super into my 3DS right now, and all these new Street Pass games are really cool. The only problem is that I'm starving for actual Street Passes.
Because all of yours got wiped.
Yeah. And I used to have, like, 300 coins saved up from every day walking around with my 3DS. Now I have none. You can only get 10 per day. It blocks you off from getting more.
That's crazy that it fucking, like, there was no recovering any of that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, I'm surprised you got all your games back, like, that fast. Like, most people, like, I've heard stories that if you lose your whole 3DS and you want to get your games back, it's like a 2-week process.
Really?
Yeah, like, Nintendo, like, maybe they've updated it.
No, that must have been before the account thing. If you don't tie it, because you can buy games without tying it to your account.
Ah, fuck me!
You alright?
Yeah, my funny bone. It's not funny, though.
My very serious bone.
Aren't you sitting still?
Yeah, but my desk is still an L shape. I was putting my cup of Kool-Aid down, and I...
Why do you drink so much Kool-Aid?
Because it's in the fucking cabinet.
You're an adult.
Kool-Aid's delicious, Ryan. I don't want to hear it.
I'm just going to write down possible names for the podcast.
Don't judge me, beer man.
What flavor
sounds
is
like
it?
My 8-year-old named it.
What flavor is it?
Beer.
Grape.
Beer-flavored Kool-Aid.
Ugh. Grape is the only flavor.
Kool-Aid brewing.
I always thought grape anything tasted kind of like cough syrup. Like, anything that's other than, like, actual grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had Kool-Aid in maybe a decade.
Man, have you drank a lot of cough syrup? Because Kool-Aid doesn't taste like cough syrup.
No, not Kool-Aid. Just
believe
grape.
It.
The grape-flavored stuff.
Like, oh, but grape is the best Kool-Aid flavor.
I don't...
I'm just imagining the Kool-Aid man saying, Tate Bayo! Just bursting through the wall. Tate Bayo!
Thumbs up.
Oh, we can do something with that.
You could.
That should be
the banner for the podcast.
Yeah. Just right. The speech bubble come out of Kool-Aid, man.
Photoshop a thumb
what?
Crudely on him.
Crudely. Yeah.
It's a Naruto, Ryan. Gosh.
Oh. Yeah. So cool. That's his catchphrase, I guess.
So you don't even know.
No, I don't watch Naruto.
Believe it.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Guess that solves that.
Hey, you guys out there might not know. Kirby Triple Deluxe is a really good Kirby game for 3DS.
Is that what is that? Is that like one of those like yarn or clay ones?
No, it's a legit Kirby game. It's like 2.5D and it's just normal Kirby and it's fun. It's really well designed and everything feels good and
what's it looks
amazing. Triple Deluxe. Ah. Kirby Triple Deluxe. Like I had my history with Kirby is not very extensive. Like I had the Nintendo 64 one was my very first game. And it was okay. It was mediocre.
That's the only one I've played.
Yeah, and like it was kind of clunky, but I had an okay time with it. And then I remember the Wii came out with it and it had Virtual Console, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy the OG Kirby and see what it's all about because it's one of the staples of Nintendo. And it was fine. It was actually like, super impressive that it was an NES game because it looked amazing for an NES game. But still, like, Kirby's never been amazing to me. I've never been, like, super into his games. They're all pretty much the same.
I played the one on Game Boy a lot.
Yeah.
That, like, Escape from Nightmare Land.
Dreamland, right?
Dreamland.
Yeah, Dreamland is all like Game Kirby's Boy Dreamland, ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Triple Deluxe is really polished, really nice. I mean, it's not, if you're not into Kirby at all, like, it's not too much different, but it's, like, really polished is what I gotta say. It's a lot of fun so far. So that's what I've been up to, just playing my 3DS and all the Street Pass games. That zombie Street Pass game is surprisingly fun. It's really good, and luckily it keeps it brief, unlike that, what was that shoot 'em up game? Mii Force? Yeah. Mii Force is kind of fun, but it's so goddamn long. It, like, every level is at least, like, 2 minutes long, which is way...
Is that a Street Pass game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's basically...
Oh, that'd be fun at PAX.
Yeah, exactly. Like, imagine you want to clear out your Street Passes, but you have to play, like, a full level of Gradius. And it's like, no one wants to do this with a Street Pass game. It needs to be quick. Yeah, so that's the issue with that game. Not that it's bad, but it takes too long.
It needs to be quick, zombie. Like getting puzzle pieces.
Yeah. But that the zombie game is really cool. It's like a little snippet from, like, imagine a beat-em-up. Or it's like, oh, zombies are trying to get into this room, you know, don't let the waves, you have three waves to fight off, and then sometimes it's protect this person, or other times it's just kill all the zombies, and then there's another one that's like find these items within this level. But no matter what, it's always really brief and satisfying. It's pretty fun. But
yeah.
Gabe,
I did a lot of work on the video, which I hope you didn't listen to last week's podcast where I said that video would be out on Friday.
You lied.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That's what Gabe does.
He's full of shit.
Filthy liar. I bought Tales from the Borderlands and I haven't played it yet. I'll do that this week after this video's
done. Why? You've already played it.
Tales from the Borderlands?
Yeah.
That's the Telltale game.
Oh.
Does that come with the Handsome Collection, or is that just
no? That's just
okay.
It's, I think that's like in between one and two, as well. I don't know the timeline.
Hmm.
It's different characters though.
Okay,
it's like two. It's like a guy and a girl. I'm not sure what their names are.
Hmm.
Handsome one and handsome two.
That'd actually be pretty good. Other than that, I just got Titan Souls, and Javi and I played that briefly.
It's really
How's
cool.
That?
It's a, like a little pixel arty game that's kind of Shadow of the Colossus, and yeah, like a chibi Shadow of the Colossus.
The whole game is bosses.
Yeah, all bosses. The bosses are one hit kill, and they kill you in one hit. So
well,
it's like,
one hit kill is misleading because. Some of the bosses, at least two of the three that I fought, took, like, you needed to remove their armor
to get to them. Yeah, so, one hit kill after you whittle down some other... But it's essentially each boss is, like, either, like, an easy-to-understand puzzle that's just kind of, like, hard to execute on, or, like, something that, after you figure it out, is, like, instant. But it's just, like, really hectic in the little boss arenas because this crazy music starts playing and this boss starts coming after you. And if you don't move fast enough, you just die. And it's actually really funny because if you die so fast, the music like picks up and it's like this really like big adventurous, like huge boss fight music. And then when you die, it just cuts.
And I think that it encapsulates like old school 2D Zelda bosses where you have like half a heart left and you're fighting, you're about to beat a boss. And it's like that moment where it's super high tension and you're like, oh my god, I just gotta hit him one. But like, that's the whole fight. Like, you walk into a boss room and you just gotta execute it just right or else you die instantly.
Yeah.
So that's every single enemy in that game. It's like, you either win or you try again. It's cool. It's really cool.
And I don't think I've done anything else other than that. I mean, Dylan started playing Ranked League of Legends with us, so that's cool.
I do alright, man. I do alright.
Dylan is, he can be very surprising some games. It's like, Dylan doesn't play Ranked, like, other than with us. And I wasn't there for these, but he played, what was it, like, Mordekaiser, who is, like, kind of this joke champion that he's, like, the joke is that Brazilians love Mordekaiser, and they say he is numero uno, hoi, 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 hoi.
It's the only reason
because, like,
him.
That's something that actually happened in Brazil, like, consistently, where people would just get into games and type Mordekaiser as numero uno.
It's the only reason I fucking play him, so I could just type that in.
And he's, like, a complete joke of a champion, but Dylan, like, hard carried on him.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
It did really well.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I did load up the Chalice Dungeons in Bloodborne briefly. those are tough. Those shits get real difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found out about that last boss in that, like, Kotaku article of, like, there's this item that no one knows what the fuck's up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get to it?
No. Oh, that okay. She takes a while, because you have to get through, like, it looks like six or something, like, full chalice dungeons, because you need to get a different chalice at the end of each one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And then the materials for all those. And I want to get to that eventually. But it gives me something to do on the character that's too high a level to do PvP anymore, so that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. All right. All done.
Man, I have even less to talk about than you do.
What is it?
I didn't fucking play anything.
Sweet.
I watched a bunch of, like, TV and movies.
Like what?
Oh, we did that yesterday. We watched, yeah, like, 8 straight hours of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Oh god,
it was good. It was all good stuff. So,
like, I started some games, and then before I actually did anything, I was just like, I close them immediately.
Sounds like somebody needs to corrupt their SD card.
I actually didn't touch my 3DS. I probably should because I have both Majora's Mask and Pokemon to get through.
Did you never get through Pokemon?
No. Because it's just a remake of the third game, and
I forgot that, like, the Alpha Blue or whatever came out.
Yeah,
it's just third gen, which I had beat.
Yeah, I forgot that came out. Never
years
mind.
Years ago.
yeah, Javi and I watched a lot of stuff yesterday. Mm-hmm. We started with Bill and Ted's Adventure, Excellent Adventure. Because I had not seen that yet.
You guys didn't watch Bogus Journey.
No, we didn't.
Because it's bogus.
I was going to say because it's shit, but that works.
Is it Keanu Reeves? And
yeah, it's them. But
Esquire or whatever the fuck his name is.
Bill S. Preston
Esquire.
Logan.
Ted Theodore Logan.
Luke Bill.
Luke Bill.
That was the best bit of the movie. I'm Luke Bill. And, like, it's that movie is so funny because the writers just don't care at all.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when Ted falls down the stairs in a suit of armor,
I must have fallen out.
He gets stabbed. Like, the suit gets stabbed, and, like, whoever's in there would have died, but they don't show Ted dying, and then a little bit later, Ted just hops out, and he's like, yeah, when I fell down the stairs, I just popped out of the suit. It's like, how the fuck is that? The suit is, like, perfectly together on the floor.
And then that whole last scene,
the whole last the
police
bit of, like,
station,
yeah.
Where they're like, we'll just remind ourselves, and then anything can happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Ted, man. Remember the garbage can that just falls out of the sky on his dad.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. And then we watched the, let's see, when was Rachel's birthday? 6 months ago. The 6 month long wait to watch Paprika.
Oh, I was like, what is this? Oh, okay.
So.
Although I would argue we've seen Paprika 4 different times now.
By just calling different things Paprika?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like Paprika?
Yeah, I did like Paprika.
Paprika. It's
fucking gorgeous. Really cool music.
We should watch Perfect Blue.
Okay.
That one's really good. People say Tokyo Godfathers is Satoshi Kon's best movie, but it's also the least weird.
It has a cool name.
Yeah. It's about homeless people.
Mm. Oh, wonderful. Speaking of homeless people, I watched a pretty dumb movie.
Hobo with a Shotgun?
No, I love that movie. That movie is great. I watched the latest G.I. Joe.
Oh, no. Like, and I don't mind the first one. I think it has its merits as a stupid movie.
Oh, my God.
Movie,
the second one is bad.
It's real bad.
Bad.
Yep.
The Rock is the best part, and they just got him, like, they basically just, hey, just quote a bunch of Marine stuff.
Yep.
And that's his role in the movie. It's
Does
like,
he say Semper Fi, motherfucker?
No.
No, he says hoo-ah a lot. But that movie's...
Dwayne.
I don't know what to feel about that movie, because Cobra Commander looks way better.
Mm-hmm.
But... The movie sucks, man. I don't get the plot at all. Like, the whole plot is they built satellites that drop metal rods onto cities, and apparently it causes, like, a huge explosion. I'm like, wait, what? How does, like, that work?
It's one thing to have just kind of a bad, stupid movie, but, like, at least have it be kind of entertaining. Like,
no, the worst part was the fucking RZA. Oh, my God.
The RZA's in that movie?
The RZA plays the blind master, mm-hmm. and it's his delivery of every line is embarrassing.
No, I couldn't finish it. I didn't finish that movie.
I did, and it was... And, like, fucking... What's his face?
And I finished
Bruce
garbage.
Willis. Bruce Willis is in that movie, by the way.
I know.
And Bruce Willis is Bruce Willis.
As he is in most roles.
Hey, I'm on vacation.
Bruce Willis was in that movie, and he was on vacation.
Except in this case, he has one scene that he actually does anything, and it's just this car drives.
You mean he's just laying down in the back of the truck?
He's laying down in the back of the truck, and the truck spins around, and he just has to hold the trigger while making his stupid fucking face that he makes. In every goddamn movie when he's shooting something. Fuck, I hate Bruce Willis.
Did people ever see Man with an Iron Fist? Or Man with the Iron Fist?
Yeah, and the RZA is bad in everything he's in, but in G.I. Joe, he is the absolute worst.
So, what... speaking of, like, movies that look bad, maybe this one actually isn't, but, was it Ninja Assassin?
Oh, yeah.
We should watch that.
Rain. Yeah, I want to see that.
Yeah.
Your movie was actually entertaining?
What?
Iron Sky.
Torque.
Never heard of it.
Iron Sky is a movie about Nazis that live on the moon. And it's fucking hilarious. Well, and some astronauts, a couple astronauts go up there and get captured by the Nazis. And one of them is black, and the Nazis are just like, what the fuck do we do? And he's like, what the fuck is going on here?
Sounds awesome.
It's actually really funny because it's entirely, I guess, tongue in cheek the entire time.
Iron Sky.
Iron Sky. Cool. And everyone, they keep asking, "Are you a spy?" And he's like, "No, I'm a model." Over is, and what? Over again.
Is he a model?
And
yeah, wait.
And they're like, "What? What is a model?
What? Why is a model in space?"
I don't fucking know. so that he can say he's a model.
Did they know the Nazis were on the moon?
No.
There's a hidden base. They lost communications at the end of the war.
And the president is clearly supposed to be Sarah Palin.
I wrote
like,
this script.
So much so that her office is filled with, like, stuffed, like, animals that she shot and shit like that.
Are you sure this is not just a porno that you were watching?
You know, its delivery was pretty much one of those porno.
What was it called?
It was Nail a good story for a porno, but a bad story for an actual movie.
Iron Sky. Supposedly there is a sequel that takes place that has Hitler as like a lizard person.
Oh, good.
Really pushing the boundaries.
That sounds awesome.
It does.
I guess. Does he have to like sit out on a rock at the start of the day to get his blood all warm?
I don't know about
lizards
that.
Are cold-blooded.
Let me ask him.
That's the one thing I know about reptiles.
But anyways,
other than in that one Mortal Kombat game.
Anyways, the whole movie is like the Nazis have been building like flying saucers and occasionally sending them to Earth, and then the Nazis that sent our Earth are never come back because they end up getting integrated into Earth society. So they're on the moon thinking that the Earth is like some barren wasteland or some shit.
And this is good.
It's pretty funny.
This is the thing you enjoyed.
Their spacecraft are like Zeppelins towing asteroids.
You should really check out your 3DS.
Maybe you should spend more time on your 3DS.
These Street Pass games, Dylan. Zombie mode.
This is coming from a guy whose favorite film is Torque.
What, me?
Oh, Javi said that.
No, Gabe.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's not far from the truth. Torque is one of the finest movies ever made.
Torquey.
I did find out today that the director of Torque also directed the Taylor Swift Blank Space music video.
There you go.
So, he's still around. I don't know what his name is.
Moving on up.
Yeah. I looked at his Twitter today, and his cover photo is just like a collage of all the movies he's made. And the little, like, image for Torque is the guy getting, like, blown up and thrown from an explosion.
It's not Adam Scott with a key?
Yeah, it's not the picture of Adam. I should tweet that at the director. Yeah, okay. I'll do that when we're done. Tweet that picture of the fucked up key.
Be like, tell me you have this frame. Tell me you have this key in your house.
If I print this and send it to you, will you sign it for me? So, Ryan, what have you done?
I'm almost on the same... I'm pretty much on the same schedule as Dylan there.
Dear God, what did you watch?
No, I didn't watch anything. No, I just said I didn't really play anything. I played some more Axiom Verge, but that's really about it. I actually got out my 3DS because I wanted to play some Mario Golf.
Yeah.
And then realized that I had unplugged my 3DS at some point and it was dead. So,
and that killed that dream.
Damn it. So I did not play any Mario Golf. Over the weekend, man, we've been getting fucking destroyed with rain down here.
It's been gorgeous.
Luckily, I'm like in one of the higher parts of the city, but man, it has been flooding everywhere. On Saturday, I went to a crawfish boil, which is a thing that's very popular around here this time of year.
I want that.
And I took a keg of my beer that I made and went over really well out there, so that was kind of encouraging. But on the way out there, there was like a low river crossing, and they had to. It had been raining so bad that water was just rushing over the top of the bridge, so like they kept having to send people with trucks back to pick up other people who were there in cars who couldn't cross to get into the neighborhood. So that was fun. I drove through it, but when you pull up to it, it looked really terrifying. It just looked like a river rushing over the roadway.
You're like, I gotta deliver this beer.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Well, there was a truck on the road ahead of me, too, and he drove through it, so he was like the tester. I figured he made it, so I'm good.
Wait, he won the tester?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do they and then, have the tester still?
No. I don't think so.
Man. That's a damn shame.
Mm-hmm. And then also over the weekend, I made another batch of beer. And so I, for the first time ever, I did what's like called a yeast starter, which is basically you make like a little, like you boil some malt extract in some water for like 15 minutes, cool it, throw your yeast in it that you're planning to use, and then like set it on a stir plate, which is really cool. I don't know if you've ever seen one other than on my Facebook. It's like a...
I don't look at your Facebook.
It's like
a little...
I kind
of ignore it.
Yeah.
I only went to Facebook for Guy Fieri, and that was, right? And that is dead.
That was
now.
Your only thing, and yeah. Now it's gone.
That was just boring-ass Harris.
But it was it's like this little box with magnets inside of it, and you drop like a little metal bar into like a flask, and you can set it on there, and the magnet grabs a hold of that, and the magnet spins, so it spins that little stir bar inside of whatever liquid you have in the flask, and like just creates like this little whirlpool in there. So I did that for the first time, and it apparently like gets the yeast all going, and they multiply, and it increases the cell count and all this other bullshit. But I used that for the first time, and man, it is working well. I was very happy with that purchase. So that's I'm hoping to get a good product out of that. Let's see. Did I watch any dumb movies? I don't think so. Sunday Comedy Central had all of the Harold and Kumar movies playing on a loop.
How many are there?
I don't know.
Three.
Is there three? Yeah, I think it's three. Okay.
Oh, I've seen.
But if you don't like... count Iron Sky, it's just three.
The yeah. Non-canonical prelude of Harold and Kumar, Iron Sky.
Go to the moon.
It was, yeah, like, Comedy Central gets Kumar in a real bad habit. Like, I'm pretty sure it played all three movies twice. Like, it played all three and then started over on Sunday. And, like, this was just me, like, coming in and out from outside brewing. And, like, I was like, is this still fucking on? Like, and then at night, they played Pineapple Express, like, back-to-back three times. So, basically, they occupied their entire day with five movies. No, four movies. Four
That's
movies
how you save
occupied-
money.
Yep.
Occupied their entire schedule for the day. But none of them sound as good as Iron Sky.
Yeah. So, or Torque.
Right, or Torque.
That should be like required viewing if you listen to this podcast.
I don't know about that.
It's a pretty
Fuck
good movie.
Torque.
It's a pretty good movie. Big Dylan, when you come up here, we're gonna watch Torque.
Big Trouble in Little China is better.
Still haven't seen that.
Well, we can watch that at some dumb time. Like, but, like, we should, like, rent out Cinerama and have Torque play there.
Oh, and I'm also, like, on Saturday, I had to go get my oil change for my truck. I'm a little concerned that the family that owns that oil change place is living out of one of their bays. Like, one of the little bays there that, like, where they change, they got, like, three of them.
Yeah, and... you throw a couple air mattresses in there, it's real homey.
Yeah,
especially with the lift.
I went... No, they don't
like
have a lift.
Beds.
They actually don't have a lift. They have the little thing where you go down underneath.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
That.
So it's like inverted bunk beds.
Yeah. Right. But, like, I got there, and, like, this is a place I've been going to since I moved in here, like, 7 years ago. And, like, two of the bays were set up for, like, normal operations. And the third one had a small child, like, using two fold-out chairs as, like, a makeshift bed asleep. And there was a TV over there with a cable box hooked up to it and, like, a PC hooked up at a desk. And I was like, this doesn't – how's business, guys? Like, everything's okay.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could live at work, I would.
Yeah, it was – no, you wouldn't. You hate your job. It would just be smack fest all day.
Jesus.
You just hear chewing in your sleep.
That's the worst part is, like, he's been building computers, like, 5 years longer than I have, but he doesn't know a fucking thing about them. And every day he's right. Like, how do I do this? I was like, fuck you asking me for? You've been at this longer than I have.
Fuck you, smacker.
Imagine the interesting stories if we all worked from home. I mean, well, with Ryan in particular, there's like some important construction company coming for a meeting, and they're like, man, it's a lot of Skylanders, dude. And you're like, do you want some beer? I make beer. And roads.
Where are you going with this?
What is happening?
I'm looking at the window out there. I'm just talking about Ryan. So let's continue.
What just happened? I missed.
I don't know. Hobby said he's looking out a window, but my window is closed. Oh, you're looking at like the tiny slit of the window you can see.
There's many slits.
Okay. So it's like shutter shades.
Yeah.
Is that where blinds came from? Do you think they saw like Kanye wear shutter shades and they're like, that's a good idea?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's go into
news. In improv, you never say no, because that kills the comedy.
End scene.
Oh, guys, that's episode 169 of Kino.
You don't want to talk about Guitar Hero?
That's why they keep coming back. Yeah, let's talk about Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero looks real fucking dumb.
God, yeah, well, I kept seeing those background images, and I kept saying, is that, like, I couldn't comprehend that that was the thing they're actually showing as the game?
Well, so, the way it is there's a robot that is, like, you, that controlled the camera as they were filming this FMV stuff. And they had a robot do it, because it's the same angles for whether it's a good performance or a bad performance, and there's, like, those two options. So there's a crowd that's into it, and then a crowd that hates you. And the funny thing about the crowd that hates you is that there's, like, people holding signs that say, you suck.
So they came to a concert to see you concert. With that sign.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Come
on. And, like, your bandmates start, like, shitting on you if you play bad. They're like, dude, what the hell are you doing, man? And they're like, pick it up! And the drummer's just, like, screaming at you. Or they're, like, all into it, and they're like, yeah, bro! But the reason they're doing FMV is so they can, like, put it on phones and, like, everything that they possibly can. So the future of Guitar Hero is taking, like, a little train ride and seeing someone looking at their phone with a fucking giant plastic guitar in their hand.
No, that's not gonna happen. I don't mind it. I think it looks different. And I think it looks interesting. Like, obviously they show the biggest and probably like one of the last venues you unlock or whatever, where there's just millions and millions of people in a crowd. Like, that's a cool, like, crowd to play to. And like, they're pretty honest. They're like, let's be honest, nobody looks at the backgrounds when you're playing the game, but people that are around you, if you're watching someone play.
Yeah, you're watching, like, the notes go by.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's neat.
I mean, they changed the guitar. Yeah. So the guitar is six buttons now, and it's like three frets, but they're each split vertically.
You're not awkwardly stretching your hand.
I liked the stretching, though. All right. Because, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I did that. I stretched far enough.
All right.
But I am glad they changed the controller. Rock Band has, or Harmonix has said that Rock Band 4 will, or they're trying to make it work with the old controllers.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But there's, like, also a mode of, like, it's, like, called Guitar Hero TV or something, where you play to music videos instead of the crowd. So there's Guitar Hero Live, which is the FMV crowd. And then there's...
Well, and Guitar Hero is, like, pure guitar. There's no band.
Yeah, there's no band in this one, which
it's,
is...
I think that's admirable. Like, good on you for, like, kind of... You don't have to pair, you know, with whatever Rock Band's doing. Just be your own thing. And hopefully do it
And this
really
is
well.
Definitely cheaper. To do FMV, then, like, animate all the little guys. So.
I guess so.
And yeah. And this way they can get it on, like, every platform.
Makes you wonder that, though, like, what bands did they pay to, like, borrow their crowd for? Like, how do you get that
They
footage?
Probably just pulled people into a studio and said, do this.
But there's
It's like a stadium.
It's so...
Well, not millions, but...
Oh, is it them, or did they like, or did they like take like a group and then copy paste, like?
They just had like 50 people and they just kept moving them around the stadium.
I guess so.
Yeah, like I could see that being a case. I don't know. These are big budget games. They probably hired 1,000. You know, like.
What are we
extras.
Talking about?
Guitar Hero.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was watching my low budget
Iron Sky. I heard there was an after credit scene.
He's looking out the window.
I was comparing it to a high budget porno.
Yes.
Because
saying no kills the comedy.
I want to explore the validity of Gabe's statement.
Guitar Hero is coming out this year. I think they said November sometime. I can't remember the exact date, but
Guitar Hero. Cool. Guitar Hero looks cool.
I was just kind of like baffled that they went FMV, and each time you do it, you have to watch the stage entrance.
Ooh, that's bad. No, they have to add a way to skip it. They have to.
At least at this time.
Yeah.
It was not skippable.
What if it has the reason?
Then it's a fucking 10 out of 10. But, like, well, 9.5 out of 10, you know. I'm not crazy. Like, the reason's amazing, but it's not, you know, it's not.
So, I haven't been paying attention long, but I pose a challenge to find as many comments on the internet, both related to Guitar Hero and Rock Band, accusing the other of milking the series.
Well, Rock Band didn't milk the series. So, like
Lego Rock Band.
I guess they did get a little bad towards the end. I was just thinking like 1, 2, and 3.
It's just the combination of both of those franchises.
Yeah, like Guitar Hero was yearly, and then I think... Oh yeah, Rock Band, didn't they have like Green Day?
They had Green Day, Rock Band, Green Day.
I just totally forgot about all the spinoffs.
Rock Band 1, 2, and 3. Rock Band Unplugged. Rock Band
Aerosmith
the DS.
Was the Aerosmith well, Unplugged thing, was
is
that...
Different. Aerosmith, I believe, is Guitar Hero.
Yeah, Guitar Hero, right? Yeah.
Apparently, Amplitude comes out, like, in 2 weeks or something. Like,
2 weeks?
My point,
yeah. Wow.
My point, Ryan, was that both fans of both series accuse the other... Of
doing the thing
their
that,
franchise.
Of doing the thing that they're both doing for real. That they're both actually doing.
Yeah. Correct. And yeah. Gabe almost passed into that territory.
Well, I just, yeah. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, whichever one has the reason by who was thank wins.
Wait, Rock Band did.
Rock did Band it? Wins.
Rock Band did, yeah.
Which Rock Band had that?
I don't
it was
remember.
DLC, like probably
had
the
what?
One.
Oh.
I think I had
the
it.
Reason, Ryan. Oh. The reason for owning the game.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no.
I still haven't found out, Gabe. How's the
reason? Yep.
Yeah.
How's sending the reason to that restaurant near you?
I think I ran out of credits.
Why does this song keep coming on? Like, yeah. Suicides are up in that area because they're just drinking and hearing that song. Because they're just drinking and they keep having to listen to The Reason by Hoobastank, and it's the worst thing ever. Way to go, Gabe.
Wait, oh, Rock Band. Rock Band got Hoobastank too.
Oh, good. He's researching it.
Yeah. Hobby's on the case.
Real important.
Oh, oh, no, okay, Rock Band got Crawling in the Dark, not The Reason.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, Crawling in the Dark is, like, I don't know, like, top five material songs of all time, maybe?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say this to, like, the wrong person one day and just get smacked.
Oh, so you mean next time you see me is what you're saying?
Can't wait for you to come to PAX.
Yeah, it's gonna be baller time. We're going to have to go to that bar that you've been playing Hoobastank at and see what it is.
I thought it was
it's a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Well, I guess we have to go eat Chinese one night.
Yeah.
This went up today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Huh. Javi's looking at, like, some DLC Rock Band video.
No, I was looking at Rock Band's Reddit, and 13 hours ago, this dude's YouTube video about Rock Band 3 DLC...
Didn't they start doing DLC again for it?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this guy's like, I still love Rock Band. I'm still going to make YouTube videos about it.
This dedication.
He's almost as dedicated as that guy. One guy was to liking The Order. Not that dedicated, though. I need to watch that video again. That video is fucking gold. Star Wars happened.
Yeah.
Star Wars happened. The thing I was more excited about was the movie trailer. But they,
you know what I was...
But they showed Battlefront, or a trailer for Battlefront, which is apparently in-engine, but that doesn't really mean anything at this point.
Yeah, you can... A lot of CG stuff you can generate in-engine. Doesn't tell me shit when the actual gameplay slows it down.
Yeah, they did say about the game, so there's no space battles at launch, I think they said. I don't know if if they're just like trying to gauge the popularity of that or not, but right. No space battles at launch.
Well, the space battles weren't the best part of the game, but they were a cool
Nice surprise of Battlefront 2. Like I thought they were cool. And then they were I remember those being pretty neat.
I don't know. I still kind of like from the footage they showed, even just like flying ships around on the surface, kind of like Rogue Squadron, like that was good enough. Like, I think I'd be fine with that.
It's like there's still vehicles in it.
Yeah.
And then they said it's up to like 40 people.
So,
and
it's multiplayer only.
They said like no campaign, but I think they said there was co-op.
Is this more or less a Star Wars themed Warhawk? Warhawk?
I guess
what it sounds like to me. And the campaign and the...
Mag is FPS.
Battlefront's third.
Third person, okay.
The other Battlefronts really didn't have a campaign. They had, like, the Galaxy of at War thing, where you just went planet to planet and conquered.
Yeah, it's like it was like a campaign on par with, like, Unreal Tournament.
Correct. It was... The campaign is exactly the same as the multiplayer.
Right.
Yeah.
Except sometimes you would play as a Jedi or...
Like whatever. Titanfall, where the campaign just was multiplayer.
Exactly. Actually, yeah. Titanfall is exactly what the campaign was.
Right. Gotcha. Alright, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite part of that day was when all the Star Wars trailer came out?
The Carrie Fisher panel?
I was going to say, just kind of unfollowing everyone who... need to remind the world that the Star Wars trailer was out.
I'll let people be excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fine with it.
It was a pretty good trailer.
It was pretty fucking like, rad.
That was one of the better trailers I've seen in a long time.
That was... Like, I seriously... And this isn't something that happens often. I got emotional watching that trailer. Like, it hit me. It hit me hard. It was awesome. Like, I'm fucking all in.
Yeah,
I thought it was a really good trailer, and it made me excited to see the movie. But I did not feel like that, Ryan.
Yeah, no, it fucking did it for me. I was way hype after that. all aboard! I'm driving the train. Let's do it.
Move along.
Yeah,
I'd probably feel that way if a Big Trouble in Little China 2 came out. Like, right. As soon as everyone's like, oh my god, the Millennium Falcon, I'd be like, oh my god, the Pork Chop Express.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I will say, like, I'm gonna get this game no matter what, because DICE needs to get money.
Get money.
This is Battlefront. Battlefront
still
is
looking at it as the thing that leads to the other thing.
Yeah,
and other
Battlefront
thing
is my new
game.
Darksiders 2. The game I'm not like. It doesn't matter how interested
you
in
bought
I am.
14 copies of it.
I'm buying it so there's a better chance of getting the thing I want.
You're buying it and then buying copies for all your friends.
Yeah.
To counteract this, I'm giving away copies.
Dylan's gonna encourage pirating of it.
Kill it! Kill it!
This Rock Band Reddit is revealing to us things we've never...
Like AC/DC Rock Band or something?
Yeah, it's like DLC on a disc.
Yeah, I don't know. This is weird.
I have one of the DLC discs for playing Xbox. For Tom Sawyer. Xbox.
Xbox.
I don't remember what was on it, but it was like $10, and it just came with like 10 or 15 songs or so.
Yeah, I remember that happening. All right. Moving on. This is probably the weirdest thing. Real quick, I don't know why I put that there, but Life is Strange Episode 3 is coming in May. But nobody cares about that. But
did anyone, before we switch off Star Wars real quick, did anyone see the stuff about Rogue One?
There, I saw the crowd trailer.
I really like that premise. Like, I like that this shit has been taken away from George Lucas, and given to people who might actually use it in, like, an interesting manner.
give a shit.
Yeah, like the I don't for anyone who doesn't know, like Rogue One is supposed to be like a what are they were gonna call it like anthology, like the these little side stories that they were looking to make into like a TV, like there's show. I think there's a TV show of some sort, and then they're looking at to making other movies. But this is like basically the story of like when they stole the
plans for the Death Star.
Yeah, plans for
the
Death
Star. So the whole movie is gonna be Bothan spies. Dying.
Yeah, it's just Bothan slaughter time. but no, like it says, like the people involved are like people from like shit like Zero Dark Thirty and Saving Private Ryan. Like they're looking to make it like a war movie, like
a Star style. War.
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm going to interject a moment with the beginning of Saving Private Ryan was good, but the rest of the movie was not.
That was a good movie. I liked it. That was a good movie. But, like, either way, like, that camera work, like, the way that they framed everything in that movie was really awesome. Like, start to finish.
So it's a war movie.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That yeah, it's going to be a war
bridge
movie.
On the River Endor?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's... Yes. Oh.
No, that's pretty good. That's all right. We'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah. So, but speaking of movies,
and like I said, Zero Dark Thirty, like the guy who did that.
Get a hold of this. There apparently leaked Sony emails saying they wanted to get Smash Brothers film rights from Nintendo.
That's Sony a lot of wanted rights. Them? Sony one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sony,
can we bring
Sony
John
Pictures.
Leguizamo back?
John Leguizamo as Luigi.
Leguizamo?
John Luigi Amo.
Did they also do the Mortal Kombat movies? Because then, fuck yeah, sign me up.
Man, you remember the guy who pretty played sure Shao Kahn in the sequel to Mortal Kombat? That was the worst.
No, I sure don't.
I've seen one Mortal Kombat movie. I can't remember. It's the one where like Raiden got a haircut for no reason.
No, that's the second one.
That's the one I've seen.
That's Dexter's dad, by the way.
Oh my god, yes it is!
Dexter! I got a haircut, Dexter.
That's still the weirdest thing I've ever seen in a movie, of just him walking up.
He's like, I got a haircut.
Yeah.
It's like, what the
It was not much worse than Christopher Lambert as fucking Raiden.
It was the so chick good. From, what is it, Billy Madison with Sonya?
Yeah, that was the first movie.
Yeah.
They recast her in the second one. Actually, I liked the girl in the second one better, but it's such a bad movie. She needed
work.
But, and then last up, there was a tweet from one of the Deus Ex developers, the new Deus Ex Mankind Divided, saying that the whole game is going to be ghostable, including boss fights. So I was like, oh, I'm a big fan of that.
Cool. That's great.
It's going to be what?
Great news.
Ghostable. So, like, no kill.
Oh.
Like, no.
You can do the entire game without killing anyone.
Or being noticed.
Or without being spotted.
Yeah. So you can just, like, sneak through boss fights entirely. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. That sounds really cool.
Because I always wondered if, like, Metal Gear would go that far.
Yeah.
Of just, like, being able to... Because, like, it kind of did that a bit in Metal Gear Solid 3 with the end.
No, I mean, you can like sneak past him.
But you can, like, get around doing the boss fight, but just, like, in kind of cheesy ways.
You can tranquilize every boss. So
the end was the best boss fight in that game.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, like, I don't think there's not a lot of contention there. Like, that's usually thought of the best boss fight.
It's innovative.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain in the ass when you don't feel like doing it. That much.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's why you just snipe him and just deal with the Ocelot unit.
Alright, questions. Alright, we're starting out with a real banger from Jordan Rodkey. Dude, talk about zoos.
What? Like, animals?
Yeah. So what's up with
zoos?
Zoos
make me sad, and it's funny, because my girlfriend loves them.
What kind of zoos?
Just zoos. Zoo.
Lady zoos.
Like,
you know, the bank?
A lot of people love going to the zoo. They love seeing animals. They love animals. I like animals a lot, too, but I don't... Maybe I'm just putting my own interpretation on this, and I'm totally wrong, and they're fine. But I look at animals that are stuck there, and it bums me out. I'm like, wow, like, you're just trapped here. Especially,
free
like,
yourself,
I kind of feel
Simba.
The same way.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like participating in that. I don't like going and being on the other side of this glass thing and looking at lions or bears or whatever, what have you, and being like, yeah, sorry, dude.
Yeah, see, it's
back
cool to
in,
see you, but
I like
preservations because they're huge areas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say back in San Diego, there was a place. It was a zoo, so but that's where all the carnivores were in their own pens. But then they had a big open like plain slash fields that were like the rhinos and the giraffes and elephants and stuff, all put into like a single large enclosure.
Yeah, I mean, like, the last time I went, I saw some elephants, and they seemed like they were in a pretty decent-sized area at the Seattle Zoo, and they were just, like, messing around, throwing a branch into a tree to knock down fruits and stuff. I'm like, okay, they seem like they're having an alright time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the one that I remember, it was, the land for the, like, the group area was a couple acres, and you had to get onto, like, a train to go around it.
Yeah.
So it was pretty big for the animals, but yeah, the smaller pens are, especially like you see the smaller pens in like China and shit where like they're like not really good conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I mean, ours are in better condition than that.
Yeah.
What's.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those ones, it's like kind of like, man, that's fucked up. Cause then you see all the people like tapping on the glass. And...
Yeah. Put them on
those
the
videos
glass.
Come up a lot, apparently.
Oh, you see that one recently about the gorilla that broke, like, cracked the glass?
Holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, whoa. Like, it, like there was a family sitting there, like, going to take a picture or something, and it charged the glass and cracked it.
Whoa. Jeez.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Gabe's right. Preservation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you just, if you pay a good amount of money, but you get into the vehicle. But in the most part, the animals are all free. And including the cycle of life where the carnivores are mixed in with the herbivores still. But...
Or even like big wildlife preservations like or like state parks and stuff where shit in there is protected.
Like Yellowstone with the bears and wolves and stuff.
Yeah, don't leave your picnic basket laying around.
Well, speaking of zoos, we can go right on to this. What are your all expectations right. on Jurassic World? I think that movie's going to suck. I think that movie's going to be really bad.
I'm getting the same feeling too, man.
And it hurts to say it because we're going to see it with Rachel, and she's going to do her damnest to like it, and
I will not say much.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be
sit there
bad.
Quietly. I hope it's good. For Rachel's sake, I hope it's good.
I don't think it's gonna be bad, but I don't think it's gonna be good either. I think it's gonna be like, whatever.
To me, that trailer like put a huge nail in that coffin, where I'm like, this looks real bad. This looks as bad as that first trailer like hinted at.
It was funny because this morning,
the one that came out today.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
This morning, when that came out, like, I guess my buddy Chuck, he hadn't watched. I don't think he watched the new one yet. But from the first trailer, he was like, ah, the movie looks pretty rad. But then he's like, but. Read this description, and he copied and pasted it, and it sounds real shitty.
It's a really silly concept. Like ticket sales are down.
Yeah,
so
that's
let's genetically engineer a dinosaur.
I'm gonna
even though the dinosaurs are already genetically engineered.
Like, I feel like the only thing that would like save this movie based on like what I've seen in the trailers is if. All the shit that you hear, because every line of dialogue in the trailers is so on the nose, like it turns me off immediately.
It's like, hey, this is Jurassic Park. Remember Jurassic Park?
Yeah, and like everything that Chris Pratt has said is like, well, you could train them if you earn respect, and just like everything.
Their trailer material.
Yeah, and like the lady that's running Jurassic Park, she's like, so we made it. A genetically modified dinosaur. He's like, you made a dinosaur trained to kill, to hunt. And
so Here's the thing. After 10 years of operation and visitor rates declining, in order to fulfill a corporate mandate, a new attraction is created to re-spark visitors' interest, which backfires horribly.
That's the exact plot of the second movie, except it's in San Diego.
And then Chuck follows that quote with, "That sounds dumb and is terribly written." He's right.
Like Jack Burton, unfortunately, you truly are the big trouble in Little China. Oh, Chris Pratt, you truly are Jurassic Park.
His name is Jurassic Park in the movie.
No, you are the Jurassic Park.
Well, and I'm worried even more so just because, like, even stylistically, like, the look of the movie looks like a cartoon. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look appealing.
None of the dinosaurs look practical, like,
it's
at all.
It's not as, yeah. It's not
even
as
even impressed. If they are, they don't
even
look
the it. Fucking poster has a CG dino nose.
That's right, yeah.
It's not as impressive as it was in 93, which I don't get how that's still...
Yeah, how's that, like, possible?
How is it still that impressive?
Everything looks oversaturated and overlit. Why is everything, like, bright as
is
hell?
Is George Lucas in charge of this?
I don't know.
This sounds like it's the anti-Star Wars.
It's going to be great.
The new Star Wars.
But, you know, that whole tangent I was just going off of? I just realized in Guardians of the Galaxy, they do say Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy, bitch.
But,
it's like a band saying its own name in their songs.
What I was getting at, though, is, like, the movie can only save itself if all that shit in the trailers is, like, ADR that they added for the trailer to tell you what the story is. And then, like, the movie is more subtle, which I'm not holding my breath for, but...
Yeah, like, what if the kids, like, just die?
Yeah.
Because there's a shot in the latest trailer of, like...
The ball
So the ball's, like, rolling, and then the, like, rock tail dinosaur just smacks the ball with his rock tail thing.
Oh, okay.
Counterpoint.
And then just dead.
Kids make movies worse.
Yeah,
kids make everything worse, I'm pretty sure.
Well, like,
so yes, I'm counting on them dying.
A problem
no offense.
Like, no one saw the first Jurassic Park and was like, I'm glad the kids were in there. They were the best
part. The kids are my favorite part.
I totally didn't think, yes, please be dead when the kid got electrocuted by the fence. Didn't cross my mind once. Not once. So let's bring them back. Let's keep doing it.
Every single Jurassic Park movie has a kid that needs saving. Every single one.
That needs saving, and also except you don't want them to save him.
Except for the kid that can do gymnastics to kill raptors.
She still needed to be saved from
getting
things like scary rain and trees that were moving.
But not dinosaurs. Fuck that.
I want to get out of here. But why? It's a baby fucking dinosaur just crying. You fucking ruined this for us. God, I'm going to send you to a fucking home.
She got cut from the team, but not from the movie.
But, like, everything from the first Jurassic Park, like, special effects-wise, looks better than this movie.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm a hacker. I mean...
I mean, what?
I know this.
Oh, I need saving from the dinosaur that sneezed on me.
It sucks.
And saving from this jello.
It feels like the, social media team Newman. And, like, the marketing team, they love, or at least they're milking the, like, original staples of the franchise. Like, they did a great job on Twitter, like, referencing the first movie and getting people fucking hyped for this. But then you see this, at least what we have seen, and it's like, oh, man, I don't know. And, like, the more we see, the more I'm like, oh, no, no.
Have you that website I linked Rachel a couple days ago is really cool though.
Like the science thing?
The well, it's like a amusement park website. So it has like camera feeds of the lines for attractions.
They're doing
and shit.
Cool stuff like that.
They had a like a scientific, like, the company behind
it. Yeah, it's
it.
The same site.
Oh, okay, okay.
But they have their amusement park section as well.
Oh,
it shows like it has like live feed cameras, quote unquote, of the park and people waiting in lines.
Are those people
times.
CG too?
They look like real people, but I'll have to ask them.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope for the best. I hope it's good. Doesn't look good.
No, it really doesn't. I'm sorry.
She needs to be saved from the fucking team, the gymnastics team.
We just talked about that for like 15 minutes. What were your thoughts on what was shown from Battlefront? Oh, we already went over that prototype.
Let's talk about Spider-Man.
We need to be saved.
We talked about that last week, right? No raid in Destiny.
Spider-Man.
No raid. I don't know, but I think we did.
Yeah, it's dumb, but they might have like that. I think they have that like a horde mode arena thing, which I don't know how the hell that isn't in the game already. But good. Who do you prefer?
Is this going to be a strike where they just throw enemies at you for 15 minutes?
Who do you prefer, Goblin DeHaan or Goblin DeFoe?
Come on.
Is DeHaan Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yes.
Not even... I'm not even...
Nope. Not even worth answering. Wrong answer!
Finish it! God, that movie is beautiful. He asked us who he thinks going to win the Stanley Cup.
Spider-Man.
What are your thoughts on the Batman v Superman trailer? Also, the fake end credits scene from Age of Ultron.
Oh my God!
Batman v Superman trailer. I think what's her name, Lindsay Ellis, the nostalgia chick, put it best. Of that trailer is asking a lot of questions, like dark and deep questions that Zack Snyder is not prepared to answer.
You know, my takeaway from this is Ben Affleck doesn't make a bad Bruce Wayne.
I told you, but no.
And like that, the glowing eyes suit at the end, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Look, that trailer. Until
someone set it next to the Batman from Lego Batman, and it looked exactly the same.
So
I saw that picture.
That trailer, for better or for worse, is the Dark Knight Returns. Like, that movie looks like it's...
Rises?
Wait.
No, it's the Dark Knight Returns. Okay, sorry.
Comic. And this... Like, okay, look at it with the filter of this is the same guy who made the movie version of Watchmen. He's making the movie version of the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, because he did 300 as well, and...
No, I mean, I like Watchmen just fine. I mean, I'm not crazy about it, but I'm not crazy about the comic either. What I'm saying is, if you're a fan of The Dark Knight Returns, that's why people are like, holy shit, that looks awesome! And if you're not a fan, you're like, oh my god, it's heavy-handed, or it looks stupid, or what have you. I understand where everyone's coming from.
I would argue that a lot of that is people just imposing their dislike of Mark Miller into this.
Well, that trailer feels, how do I say this, a super high budget, like, it's a Zack Snyder version of, like, 90s comic book machismo, like, do you bleed?
Yeah.
We'll find out if you bleed, you know, and look how fucking badass these dudes are in the ring, like, that. Zack Snyder is all about making everything look awesome, and he does, it looks awesome visually, right? But
I'm surprised we didn't see what's his face, Jesse Eisenberg, as
you hear him.
Yeah, you hear him.
Yeah, he talks. Yeah. And he was on the cover of that magazine, and I thought he looked really good.
He looked like Adam Sessler.
Yeah, he did. Holy shit. I'm excited to see it. I wasn't like blown away by that trailer. It was cool to finally see Batman and like see how this all looks. But yeah, I mean it. I feel like Zack Snyder's a one-trick pony, and he is as good as his writer is. So I can't. I haven't read The Dark Knight Returns. I know basically the gist of it.
Batman wins.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how they're gonna weave in Wonder Woman into this. Like, she's in there. So.
Oh yeah, she is.
Yeah, I don't know. And Aquaman's in it too.
Oh
my god. Are they just going to show up at the end of the movie and be like, we need you for this big impending thing? Is that what's going to happen?
Maybe she'll just be the voice of reason. The voice of reason.
It's
going to
be so... I think it's going to be a lot like Watchmen, where it's like, I know that this is hard to swallow for anybody who hasn't read the comic and knows what's going on, but we're just going to do it anyways. Like, that's how I feel that movie's going to play. It's like, oh, this Wonder Woman...
Well, the Watchmen movie made a really big effort to make it more understandable by changing the ending.
I thought the ending's way better than the comic.
Oh, I mean...
The comic ending's stupid.
The comic ending is very weird.
Yeah. I think the comic would be better if it had that ending to begin with.
Yeah.
But I know it's blasphemy for a lot of people.
No, I think the movie ending is better,
How
too.
How dare you have an opinion, Javi? What the fuck are you even thinking?
Why introduce a big, fake, stupid alien thing and not just have it be a plot to blame Dr. Manhattan? That's, like, the most logical thing in the world. Anyway.
Yeah.
Big alien thing that was, like, on a ship earlier in the comic. Yeah. And there was, like, a portrait of it on a beach.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about the Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
You guys see this?
It says fake end credit scene.
Oh, is it fake now?
Well, you said you just
it.
Wrote
could it. Be awesome. Fake.
I'll Google. But you explain it.
Well, I was going to complain about the Black Freighter being not in the movie, so...
Fuck that.
It wouldn't make sense to have the alien.
No one wants that in the movie anyways.
I don't want it in the movie. It adds...
So...
Nothing.
For months, Joss Whedon and Kevin Feige have been saying that there is no post-credits sequence in Age of Ultron. There isn't going to be one. And then this week...
Can you hear my face, yeah. Listeners?
This week, something leaked, and it seems like it could be legit, or it could totally be a fake. It's pretty blurry, but
yeah.
I could see it being legit. But anyways, it's a man, a window washer, is cleaning some dirty windows with rubble on them. And he's like swiping down, and oh, look, there's Avengers Tower past the first window that he cleans. And he cleans the next one, and he goes to the next window, and he goes halfway down, and Spider-Man's hanging out on the building. He's, like, stuck to the wall, and he's like, hey, you missed a spot! And the guy, like, takes off his headphones. He's like, to your left! And the guy, like, starts cleaning. He's like, no, your other... God! Spider-Man just, like, puts his head down, and then it goes, Spider-Man belongs, or Spider-Man was created by blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the same way that Howard the Duck was, like, teased at the end of Guardians. Like, it was exactly that same way.
I was hoping the after credits scene would be Blade.
But
why didn't he open his eyes?
The way that was
some more Howard the Duck.
The way it was shot, like, it could go either way. It could have been done kind of cheaply, maybe, but like the costume, especially if the eyes looked pretty good, it looked like Andrew Garfield's costume.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah,
shit's coming out real soon.
I hope it's real. And his voice is super young. It looked great. I was like, yes.
Wait,
yes.
Is it next week?
Yeah, next Friday.
What's next Friday?
Avengers 2.
Oh.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Where have I been?
When do you think Javi will rebrand the podcast to the Spidey Over Nation podcast? To the Sun podcast? My son.
As soon as Ryan lets me.
Yeah. This is an argument we have daily.
As soon as
you don't
Ryan
know that.
Adds me as an owner scenes. On
a little
the business
behind
license.
The scenes. Javi and I just argue about that constantly. I'm like, no, Spider-Man's stupid. He's like, fuck you! And then it gets ugly. Don't bring it up. Yeah. Hey, did you guys know if you just take some shit in your garage out to the curb, like, some dude will just come pick it up? Like, it'll just disappear.
We don't have garages.
Yeah. We live in the streets.
Yeah. All right, and then last
I've got a garage.
I bet you could put something out. I bet you could pull something out of your apartment and set it out there. It would be gone within 5 minutes. I found this out. It was pretty interesting. There's people that just drive around looking for metal.
So you're saying you learned that people like free things?
Yeah, but it wasn't anything that
breaking
was useful. It wasn't anything useful.
Have you seen how much shit people go crazy for at PAX? Because it's free?
I guess so.
They will put buttons and pins all over their body.
Ryan, you said it was metal, right?
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Yeah, dude, that makes sense. Have you seen how much metal sells for at the recycling place?
Yeah, I'm not going to take
get,
it down there,
we have a major problem where people, like, strip copper from, like, the road.
Oh, no, I've had that, too. I was I was
roads
at a...
are made of copper?
No, from, like, the electrical systems for, like, street lights or anything like that. Or, like, I had a... I went out to a project site, and there was a truck parked out there for a company one of my buddies worked at. And I asked him about it, and he said that the homeless people had been getting up in their electrical box because they install, like, tolling equipment. He said they kept getting in their electrical box and ripping out all of the copper wire in there. So they reinstalled it a couple times, and finally they, like, put it in a box with a lock on it. He said they came out there and busted the lock off and took the wire. He's like, so we welded it shut. Jeez. Motherfuckers came out there and busted the weld and took the fucking copper. And so that's what the guy was out there doing, was fixing, like, replacing the wire again and trying to figure out a solution to keep people from stealing all the fucking copper.
Put it
wire.
Higher up.
It was underneath a fucking overpass bridge.
Oh, yeah. So they're climbing that fucking...
Yes, they're climbing one of the fucking bridge bents and getting up there and breaking that shit open.
Put barbed wire on the edges?
I don't
That's
know,
That's just
going to
make
yeah.
it messy, because they clearly will keep going back.
Yeah.
The only solution at this point is to just move the box.
Or...
Yeah, well, that guy, I gave him what was out on the curve, and then he was like, I put it out there, I put a dumb sign on it that said it was free with Chuck Norris's face on it, and because it was a total gym that the previous homeowner left here, and I left it out there, I walked back in my garage, I moved something, and when I moved it, out of the corner of my eye, I could see out of my garage door, and I saw a truck parked in front of my house by that. And I looked out, and there's a guy, like, just... It had been tops 60 seconds.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
For me to walk back to the garage, move something, and see. Truck parked there, and I looked out, and he was like, hey. He's like, wait, but he's like, thanks. I was like, cool. I was like, he's like, I always take anything metal. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, I got this other thing in here you could take. So I gave him, like, this other... metal thing in there. Like, here you go. Because I was like, when I set that out there, I was like, I wonder if I should set this out. It was like an old workout bench. I was like, I wonder if I should set this out there too. I was like, but is that too much to set out there? No, it turns out, no, it is not. It is not too much to set out there.
Remember my metal desk that I put in the alleyway?
Yeah. Someone took that?
Like, yeah, they did. They did.
That thing sucks.
No, yeah, I've heard of people in our neighborhood.
And then they took the metal parts.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of people in our neighborhood leaving, like, an entire refrigerator, like, old busted refrigerator out. It's gone the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just very surprised at how easy that was. Hey, man.
Well, that's all the questions we got.
Oh. Nothing about curbside service?
No, sorry.
Damn.
I mean, you just answered all the questions I think there could be about leaving free shit out on your driveway.
That's true. It's true. Well, all right. I guess with that, you can find all our shit at GameOverNation.com. You can check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit up YouTube, where I guess we're supposedly going to have a video this week, according to Gabe.
I swear.
YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation.
By the moon and the stars.
And you can hit us up on Twitter. At Game Over Nation. Leave us a question, comment, whatever your little heart desires. Just hit us up. So with that, that's it, Javi.
Okay.
I'll be there.
And I swear.
Why has anyone done that at the Crescent?
Toke it up, bros. 420.
Goodbye, listeners. Until next time, stay awesome.
Be excellent.
Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. Word. Bye.